It's Weekend with Wiser. And boy, what a weekend it is. Let's start with the City of Seminole hosting its 56th annual Powwow Festival. This is at the Seminole Recreation Center. It is such an important event, and there's so much fun going on. There are carnival rides on all week, and there is a music fest. There's carnival food. DJ Columbo plays on Friday, March 7th. On Saturday, March 8th, there's Five Dance Studio Demo, Jessica Rose, Luminosity, Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio, and Festival Fireworks. On Sunday, the Mascot Mania Character Meet and Greet, Florida Twisters Baton Presentation, an Irish Dance Presentation, Trike Races, and Pride of Wrestling Show. Midway tickets are available. And for more information, go to myseminole.com, and that's what's going on. So it's a great way to tune up and be ready for St. Patrick's Day downtown and everywhere else in town, from O'Keefe to the bars. It's also First Friday at the Seminole City Center and the Shake Society, Four Horns and the Best Classic Dance Music, including the Blues Brothers Review. On April 4th, Sounds of Soul will be on First Friday. Crossfire Creek is May 2nd. Luna and the Warriors is June 6th. Samantha Lee is September 5th. Big Brother is October 3rd, and Majesty of Rock is May 2nd. It's also, let's go downtown to the Art Walk, everywhere from the Warehouse District to the Edge to the Deuces. Back to the Beach is also going on, Sands and Kites and Coastal Delights and Treasure Island, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6. The sand sculpture, usually held in November, is coming alive with kites, and its combination of two great festivals. There'll be live music, food truck offerings, and so much more. Please join Radio St. Pete at Azalea Park for St. Pete Community Festival. Hats off to Aaron Bryce. That's 2 to 9 on Saturday. That's going to have activities, entertainment, food. It's going to have a bustling vendor village and a kids' corner. There's something for everyone. Also going on Friday is the Dunedin Downtown Market. There is Greenlight Cinema with a ton of incredibly interesting films. I have to say that Mike Haslett, the owner, had it right. He knew exactly who was going to win. It was pretty crazy that he did. The Craft Beer Festival is also going on Saturday at Safety Harbor, really all over town. There's a farmers and flea market in Clearwater on Saturday and Sunday. And there's a trail run downtown at Boyd Hill Nature Preserve this Saturday. There is also Paddle for a Purpose up in Oldsmar. And there's a summer camp expo in Safety Harbor and Folly Fair on Saturday at the Folly Farm Nature Preserve. It's a great place for a plant sale, and you can ask master gardeners questions. You can enjoy the music and participate in family-friendly nature activities. There's also the St. Pete Saturday Market is back in its normal spot. Happy to hear that. At Clearwater Marine Aquarium, there's an event going on. It's Jazz by the Bar, a Sun Sips event that is on Saturday, 5:30 to 9:30 in Clearwater. And then on Sunday, there is more stuff going on. The Corey Avenue Sunday Fresh Market. Catch Fiona French there on the 16th. There's also the Peace Memorial Concert Series continues, 3 p.m. at the Fort Harrison Clearwater. And more and more and more. Don't forget the Gulfport Fresh Market on Tuesday. Always a fun thing to do. Well, what about music? Oh, my goodness gracious. Gladys Knight is at the Hard Rock Event Center this weekend, Sunday, March 9th. Shane Gillis is over at Amalie Arena on March 7th. Dropkick Murphys at the Baycare Sound on March 8th. And Lewis Black is at Ruth Eckert Hall on March 8th as well. Jobsite is debuting Martin McDowell's The Pillow Man, and that's coming to the stage at Straz. That is going on March 12th through April 6th. And the Dolly Museum also announced its March events. On March 6th, 7th, 8th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 20, 21, 27, and 28, get yourself to the Dome for the Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon Immersive Show. And that is going to be amazing. Thursday nights at the Dolly, March 13th, 20th, and 27th, 5 to 8. Dolly's After Hour, half off gallery admission, art and meditation at the Dolly March 12th, and so much more. Finally, a catalog signing with David Raymond on March 13th. Do get over there to see the Subversive Eye catalog. It is a really incredible catalog of the art of David Raymond. The Florida Orchestra also has some incredible music coming up. Beethoven's Violin Concerto, featuring Alexei Kenny, March 14th through the 16th. Blockbuster Broadway, Wicked, Phantom of the Opera, Sound of Music, and Lion King on March 23rd. Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, March 30th, and Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Oh, what a wonderful way to celebrate spring. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Largo Seafood and Music Festival. Now, if you didn't go to the one in downtown St. Pete, this is a chance for you to really enjoy this first-time festival. It's put on by Paragon Festivals, and they are really known for doing amazing things. So on Friday, March 7th, the New Rulers play Soul Circus Cowboys, Stormbringer. Saturday features Luna and the Warriors, the Big Brothers Band, Derek Lersch, Greg Billings, and Stay Up Late, and Greg Roy and the Pressure Band. Jerry Land and the Black Hunkies are on Sunday. And there's just amazing food up there. There's going to be a cookbook signing with Chef Chuck Bendel. Learn more about the culinary inspirations behind the Dolly Museum Cafe Gala, then things like that. There's also going to be poetry at the Dolly and so much more. So Clearwater Marine Aquarium has Jazz by the Bay. You can find out more about that online. And Floridarama is hosting a LaToya Hicks show, Excavating, Self-Retrieving, and Reinventing. That will be opening March 8th, 6 through 8. And then they'll be holding a conversation with Hicks on Thursday, April 3rd. I'm excited to see Diana Ross, who returns to the Bay Carousel on March 16th. If you watched the Oscars, you saw that Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande did a little shout out to The Wiz and part of their medley. And, you know, at 80 years old, her magic has touched music, fashion, stage, and film. Can't wait to see her. Jefferson Starship, Blast from the Past, Thursday, March 13th at the Capitol Theater. And also playing is Cowboy Dance Hall with Drake White. That's coming up. That's a Largo place. I love a little country dancing. Central Park's Performing Arts Center has the Kingston Trio on March 17th. All three members, current members, Mike Marvin, Tim Gorigan, and Buddy Woodward, have intrinsic links and experience with the original group. Also coming up at the Clearwater Parks Performing Arts Center, which is not to be ignored, is a legendary country and gospel artist, Larry Gatlin. Ron Garten and Buddy Darin have a tribute, Splish Splash, on March 15th at the same place. Also coming up at Janus Live, and there's an incredible lineup there, is the Hudson West, Westbrook, who will perform March 13th. He is now taking his generation among country singer-songwriters. And listen, don't miss Saturday, March 15th, Country in the Park at the England Brothers Park. That's a great place to go. They have had the Hot Pepper Fest. They're going to have a Spring Garden Fest coming up. Headlining act is a Marshall Tucker Band. Paisley Howe's coming up. Bradford Graves and the Bar Rags. Welcome Ceremony. Homegrown, the Zac Brown Experience. Pirate Flag Band. Kenny Chesney Tribute. And the Marshall Tucker Band finishes up at 8. Please go to www.pinellaspark.com. In Clearwater, let's continue on with some of the amazing things going on. Leonid and Friends, March 29th to 30th at the Capitol Theater. One of my favorites, the Bronx Warriors, March 30th, also at Ruth Eckert Hall. Roger Day, Dream Big Monday, Bay Care Center, Coachman Park, March 31st. Rick Wakeman, Tuesday, April 1st at the Capitol Theater. The Sunshine Boys at the Francis Wilson Playhouse in Clearwater. Don't forget about that. And then Sunshine Film Festival is also having an opening on the 8th. That's coming up. The Highland Games and Festival in Dunedin, the kickoff for the park, is on April 4th. It's something not to miss. Also on April 4th is a Simon and Garfunkel story at the Capitol Theater. And finally, Lonnie Morgan and Pam Tillis, April 5th at the Capitol Theater. Jason Isabel, April 8th at the Capitol Theater. And Shamrock Tenors, oh, you'll be still celebrating St. Patrick's Day at the Capitol Theater, April 9th. Bay Care Sound is hosting Foreigner, the 38th special, on March 15th. And if you haven't gone to Safety Harbor Art and Music Center, it really is a spectacular experience. Whether you're in downtown St. Pete or you're over in Tampa, please make a visit to see By Word of Call at this Art and Music Center. It's just more than a place for art. Finally, ZZ Top is at the Hard Rock Events Center, March 12th at 8 p.m. Be sure to check out my Let's Go guide on our new website, RadioSaintPete.com. Click on What's Happening. I update it 2 or 3 times a week. It'll give you links to all of the important events, maps, and things like that, and links to our great story. So let's continue on. The James Museum, Yala Ford, opens Survey the West, a cross-continental reflection. It's open through May 18th. You know, Yala Ford says, my journey through the America West was nothing short of transformative. I'm profoundly honored to unveil the experience at my largest solo exhibition at the James Museum. On Tuesday, April 1st, Yella Ford and Vanessa Castagnoli will be in conversation. Many, many events going on at Book and Bottle and Tombolo, too many to note, but I will say that our very good friend Craig Pittman is debuting a new book, and Paul Wilborn will be in conversation with him. Go to their websites, check out all of the fun things that are going on. If you love Wicked, you better get your tickets now for the Florida Orchestra. It's going to be incredible. She's going to be here May 2nd and 3rd, both shows at 8 o'clock. It is going to be the GOAT music. Love it, love it, love it, love it, folks. You got to do this. Also coming up right now is Maureen Soto for Clay presents Trans Clay Body. The new exhibition is March 8th, 5 to 9 p.m. It coincides with the Warehouse Arts District and all of the Arts Alliance walks. Let's get around to music. The Broken Hearts, Tom Petty, with our very own Charlie Souza. Yes, you've heard him as our music host. March 28th at the Mahaffey. Back in the Building, the Ultimate Elvis Musical. March 29th, yes, at the Mahaffey. And finally, Michael Feinstein. I hope to air my interview with him April 18th because of you. Yes, again, at the Mahaffey. Other things coming up are Killers of Kill Tony, March 14th. The Great Gatsby Ballet, April 2nd. The first time this has been staged. Kathleen Madigan, April 12th. It goes on and on and on. Check my Let's Go guide for more information. Ripcord on March 12th, 13th through the 23rd is Studio 620 at First Avenue South under the leadership of Erica Sutherland is presenting a season of impactful theater, and this is by David Lindsay Abair. Visit the studio, 620.org. Also going on is Museum of Motherhood fundraiser during Women History Month. It's an art auction to benefit the museum located inside Gallery Row at the factory in St. Pete. Also going on, the Electric Light Orchestra at Capitol Theater, and Florida Orchestra's morning matinees at the Mahaffey, the 19th through the 20th. So that is not to be missed. I wanted to also point out that if you haven't seen A Little Night Music, or you don't have tickets for it yet, now's the time to get it. St. Petersburg Opera. It started March 7th. It goes through the 11th. Following that will be Carmen, June 6th through the 15th. This is world class opera, folks, and it's not to be missed. Go to our friend Bill DeYoung's Arts Alive podcast on our RadioSaintPete.com podcast channel. Also, the Roadshow at Freefall Theater continues through March 16th. It's been a huge hit. I can't wait to see it myself, Stephen Sondheim. And over at the 8 o'clock theater, Joseph and the American Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat through March 9th. I believe our dear friend Stephen Riordan, who you know from Big Broadway Energy, is one of the brothers, and then it's followed by Kinky Boots, May 2nd through the 11th, and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. So we've talked to you about all of that. You know, I also want to tell you that the Sarasota Opera, it's worth going down to Sarasota. There's amazing things going on. The George Harrison Show at the Selby Gardens is something not to be missed. For the Florida Holocaust Museum, the Florida Orchestra, Violence of Hope at the Palladium on March 20th, also at the Palladium coming up, is our friend Ken Poplowski and Ted Rosenthal, March 29th. Scotty Wright, the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association event on April 13th. Our favorites, Ariella and Nicholas, April 9th. And Nate Najjar and Daniela Soledad return to the Palladium on April 23rd. Mark Multrip is there on the 1st, and then finally on the 15th, Simon Lasky. Tune in to Paul Wilborn, Palladium Paul's great podcast with us. Find out more. I'm really excited, too, about Cinderella at the Palladium. If you have a family, this is the show to see. It's Saturday, March 15th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. Over at our friends Greenlight, they have The Brutalist that was showing the 7th. And then they have Hell in Heels, the Rocky Horror Picture Show going on the 8th, and also Eugenie Bondurant and Mary Rachel Quinn, Station 12 Studio have a free, yes, I said free, on March 8th, improv acting showcase. I will be there. 1-800 on Her Own is the 14th, the story of Anna DeFranco. Leprechaun on the 15th at Greenlight Cinema. Liza, I cannot wait to see this, on the 16th. Cinnamon and the Cellar on the 18th, Brick on the 20th, Sherlock Jr., REM on the 21st, Ephes 22nd, 23rd, No Other Land 25, 26, 27, and then the Trans Film Fest on the 29th and 30th. And yet there's more. Yes, there's more. There's a chamber series at the Palladium as well. That's March 26th with the Calidore String Quartet, Beethoven and Montgomery. And then finally, April 30th, Bach, Coriglino, and Brahms. Are you ready for Hair? Yes, Hair. Hair is coming. American Stage. I cannot wait. March 26th through April 27th. I'm feeling totally groovy. It is going to be so much fun. I'm getting my tie-dye out. I hope you'll join me. It's going to be a terrific, terrific event. And then finally, Reggae Rise Up is next weekend, March 13th through the 16th. The whole list is up on our Let's Go guide. And finally, our friends at Sages, Plays with a Purpose, Sunday, April 6th at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, the 12th at Katherine Hickman Theater in Gulfport, and the 19th Murray Theater at Ruth Eckert Hall, Stop Scams with Phony Baloney. It's hilarious. You can get your tickets at sagestheater.org, and it's a wonderful thing. Finally, are you going to see Mean Girls? Yes, I am. Absolutely. Ruth Eckert Hall on March 27th, and Pretty Woman April 18th through the 19th. Cannot wait. So, for Weekend with Wiser, I am your host, Nanette Wiser. You have to go. You have to get out. It doesn't matter if it's cold. It's going to be sunny. Who cares if it's raining? There's always music, arts, culture, and do not forget about Art Walk. You'll find it all in the Let's Go guide on the What's Happening page of RadioSt. Pete.com. Aloha.